98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Doug and Wolf's Rush Hour Reboot. Rush Hour Reboot. Getting you up to speed on everything happening in sports this morning. Brought to you by Brooklyn Betting. American built for American dreams.
Forty-five minutes away. Alex Okafor talking Chiefs going back-to-back in the Super Bowl.
What up, Oak?
And in over an hour, probably 9:15, but some point in the 9 o'clock hour, Bruce Arians being interviewed by friend Ron Wolfley and former player under him in the offense in Max Starks as Bruce Arians is coaching in a Super Bowl.
B.A., what? We're going to try to track him down.
We'll see.
You better
if it
make
works.
It right, B.
Rush Hour Reboot is run by Erin Maloney. She takes over with the factual stories that we then give opinions on. What you got, Erin?
So the countdown begins as we're just 12 days away from Super Bowl 55 in Tampa. So looking at the Chiefs and the Buccaneers, what characteristics do both teams possess that you believe the Cardinals need the most?
Wow, I'd love for the Arizona Cardinals to be more physical on the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, just the way the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are. Listen, the Buccaneers don't run the ball particularly well. They don't, but they try to run the ball because they understand how important it is to Tom Brady and to their offense with his play-action mechanics. So they run the ball well, but are hard. They try, at least. On the defensive side of the ball, I love the fact that they shut you down. That's what they do. They control the line of scrimmage. Todd Bowles has always done that. So I wish they were more physical on both sides of the ball. That's my number one wish.
I would say the Andy Reid, Eric Bieniemy creativity behind base plays, the defensive philosophies of a Todd Bowles, and a leader at the quarterback position like Tom Brady. You're not going to get Tom Brady, but a leader like that. You change those three things, Cardinals are in the Super Bowl.
Sticking with the Cardinals, the team announced the promotions of Sean Kugler to offensive line coach / run game coordinator and Cam Turner to quarterbacks coach. They also hired Sean Jefferson as wide receivers coach, which we knew last week. Do you think these will be the last moves the Cardinals make to their staff this offseason?
Yes, I do. I think that's it right there. And the whole Sean Kugler thing, I couldn't support that anymore. Because I think Sean Kugler is going to take on a much bigger role, a much bigger responsibility. Could be dead wrong on that. We'll have to wait and see.
Sorry for the boring answer, but yeah, I think they're done. And I hope Wolf's right about Sean Kugler.
Last week, ESPN's Bill Barnwell predicted the 2021 NFL playoff bracket and left the Arizona Cardinals out of the conversation. So what was his explanation? He told Bickley and Marotta yesterday.
You know, pretty significant changes have to be made, and I think it's more a long-term thing than a short-term thing. I feel like they're sort of trying to find these quick solutions to try and solve their problems, but they're not actually resolving the bigger issue at hand. And, you know, it doesn't feel like things are going to change all that much heading into 2021.
Your reaction.
You know, come on. You know the way I feel about this right now. Predictions in general, let alone making a 2021 prediction based on a 2020 roster. How do you do that? There are no draft picks now for the Arizona Cardinals. There are no free agents. Would you say that's a big part of what happens in the offseason for every team that is out there right now? Of course it's a big part. So I just think not just about the Arizona Cardinals. Listen, Bill Barnwell, he can say whatever he wants about the Arizona Cardinals and their chances of getting into the postseason. It's the idea of literally trying to make a prediction on every team that is out there based on their 2020 roster. When it's not going to be that in 2021. And there's going to be significant departures on every team. How do you do that? So I think it's the concept. It's the idea more than anything else that just drives me nuts.
I have no problem with what Bill Barnwell said. I agree with a lot of it. Yet, I still can't get over that you have the Cowboys as a 3 seed, meaning the NFC East will produce a division winner better than the other 3 division winners. And the idea that the Falcons are in the playoffs and the Cardinals aren't even in and others receiving votes. You believe in the Cardinals. I get you have issues with the Cardinals. But you believe in the Falcons' plan over the Cardinals? It defeats everything you just said.
So what about the logical fallacy that the very thought is for every team? I don't know who's going to be on your roster, and I'm going to go ahead and make a prediction anyways.
Nah, everybody has a boss.
Stop it.
They tell you, write an article, you write it.
Ridiculous.
Adam Schefter is predicting more than 18 quarterbacks will change teams this offseason. Among those, Matthew Stafford, as multiple media outlets are saying a possible landing spot for the longtime Lions quarterback could be the 49ers. Do you think there's a better chance that Jimmy G is the 49ers' starting quarterback in week one in 2021, or do you think it will be someone else?
Someone else.
It's going to be someone else.
Do you think Jimmy G will still be on the roster, or...
Well,
that's a good question.
That is good, right?
I think you've got to trade him because you don't want that news in training camp of always dealing with a Jimmy G. But he's not a bad dude, so there is a philosophy of he knows your offense. He's going to be a better backup than anybody else you're going to get.
Sure.
And then the question is, does he become a headache? But I kind of feel like it's always better just to move on with a clean break when you're going to bring somebody else in. But the first question is easy to me. The second question is tough of whether or not he stays as a 49er.
No, there's no way that Jimmy G is going to be a 49er going forward, and I think he lands in New England. I think the Patriots are going to go back and bring Jimmy. Wouldn't that be awesome? Bring him back right there, a known commodity, somebody who knows Bill Belichick, somebody who knows what it is that he likes. I could easily see them bringing Jimmy G back.
So our Sanderson Ford poll question is up now at ArizonaSports.com, and it's a quarterback question, guys. Who will have had the better NFL career when it's all said and done? Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes?
Tom Brady. I love Pat Mahomes. Yeah. I think Pat Mahomes is going to the Hall of Fame. But I think even the nature of the question, you just don't understand the greatness. That the numbers of Tom Brady are frightening. It's basically impossible to do what he has done.
That's almost like trying to make a prediction on a 2021 roster that's based on 2020.
Well, 83% say Tom Brady and then 17% say Pat Mahomes. The Phoenix Suns have 3 days between games to tweak some things as they'll be back out on the court tomorrow hosting the Thunder. And Chris Paul met with the media yesterday to discuss what he's seen from the team.
You know, I see what our team is capable of. And once we, you know, make this little tweak here or tweak there, and then it's the belief of knowing that you can win. You know, that's very important for a team. So I think it'll be huge for us to pull out a few of these games, and then it'll be just this confidence that we have going in the game. So once that happens, you know, I think we'll be ready.
What do you think is the key for the Suns when they host the Thunder tomorrow? What is the one thing that you want to see them tweak and get better at?
I want to see them get better on the defensive end of the floor, continue to develop that, especially in crunch time situations. Doug Lease was talking about a beautiful stat earlier. I believe Kevin Zimmerman at ArizonaSports.com.
30 clutch minutes, gave up 71 points.
I would love to see it. It's part of the culture of Monty Williams. It's what he believes. It's part of the reason why CP3 was brought in here, to model that and to help his teammates get better on the defensive end of the floor. It's one of the things we saw in the bubble as well with the Phoenix Suns. They need to get better on the defensive end of the floor, not just talk about it, but actually do it.
I'm going to go crunch time, but when you say Oklahoma City, I'm not saying it'll get better yet. I don't know when it'll get better. I do believe it'll get better. They'll stay above water, and I still think they're going to the playoffs, but I'm starting to believe they're going to be in the play-in tournament before then they're going to be one of the top six that is able to avoid it. And I think it's just developing that chemistry, and I think it's only going to be time. I'm not concerned as long as they accept they have a problem, and I think they totally do. And that's why I'm not worried. Coming up next, coaching staff changes for the Cardinals. Do we think it'll make a difference? It's coming up on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
All right. Troy Green.
I was counting on you, Mitch. I really was right there that somehow, some way, this rejoin was going to get better. Thank you very much. It did.
I
gather around the transit. What'd you say, Mitch?
I told them to hurry it up.
Okay, great. Thank you. We appreciate that. Gather around the transistor and press the ear based on audience. The Doug and Wolf Show, season number 15, rolls on. Gather, my brothers. No idea who this is right now, nor do I care. It's got a little sass to it, right? Might be a little sus, as my young crunk brothers might say, but it does have a little sass. I did not see that coming, ladies and gentlemen. I had no idea. The Postmaster General broadcasting on a weekday basis.
Little unfair.
There it is again. It is innate, my brothers.
You let me know when you're done being impressed with yourself. I don't want to step on this.
You know I'm done with it right now.
Okay,
I feel good about it.
This is totally unfair, not only to do it on air, but unfair because I can't get it done. But Maloney, if you get a chance this week, Suns are playing the Warriors on Thursday, and we haven't had Steve Kerr on the show in forever.
Warriors.
We haven't had Steve Kerr on in forever. By the way, he doesn't return my texts anymore.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Ever since he took the Golden State job.
Well, you know, there was the China incident. That did happen right there.
I didn't say anything publicly about it, so I don't have anything to worry about.
Can I pull back the curtain on Kerr for a second?
Yeah.
So I actually reached out to the Warriors a few weeks back. I think it was the week that they played the Wizards, the Suns did. The Warriors were going to be in town on Friday.
Yeah.
And I had reached out before the Suns had lost any games anyway, and they said that because of the back-to-back, they would have been in Phoenix at like 3 in the morning on Friday. So it wouldn't have worked.
But they at least responded.
Yeah.
That's good. That's
the Warriors
good.
Guys are nice.
That's good. They nicely declined every time I asked.
All right,
too,
good so. Safety tip right
so
there.
So hopefully we get
the Warrior guys are nice.
We'll try to get that done. Alex Okafor in about 30 minutes, Chiefs defensive lineman, and then Arizona Cardinals former head coach Bruce Arians coming up today.
Yeah, we're going to find Bay whenever we can.
We hope it's at 9:15, but we were just kind of generically said, hey, you know, at some point in the 9 o'clock and we know, okay, whenever BA gets up. But at least it's on East Coast time and they're 2 hours ahead.
Right.
So it shouldn't be that big of a problem.
Look,
so,
he's going to nap sometime, to be, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm
going to
tell him that, too.
To hear both ends of the spectrum of Super Bowl 55, Chiefs side with Alex Okafor and Bucks side with Bruce Arians. Arizona Cardinals made some coaching announcements that you've already heard that David Rye is gone as the receivers coach. Well, that position was now officially replaced with Sean Jefferson. It was reported, maybe a month ago is too stiff, but at least 2 or 3 weeks ago, Sean Jefferson was already reportedly going to be hired as the receivers coach. That became the official announcement. Cam Turner was promoted to quarterbacks coach, and Sean Coogler got an additional title added. He's still the O-line coach, but now he's added run game coordinator. And I would rather that be changed to run game influencer because I bet he was doing a lot of the coordinating of run game anyway.
Yeah, and
the question is he going to be in charge of when do they run?
Yes, Cliff Kingsbury would tell you that as well, that was Sean Coogler's job. That's what he did. I know Cougs was fulfilling these duties as run game coordinator last year. And, you know, at the same time, anytime you give him an official title like run game coordinator, now all of a sudden there's money that also comes with that as well. And this is the reason why I love it, because I think Sean Coogler is going to be that guy who's built a rapport with Cliff Kingsbury, a guy that Cliff Kingsbury can trust. You have to remember when Cliff came in, right? Steve Keim, the general manager for the Arizona Cardinals, was instrumental in actually bringing coaches on board that would coach with Cliff Kingsbury. It wasn't like Cliff had this cadre of coaches built up that he was bringing with him. They had to fill that coaching and those coaching positions out on the staff. So now all of a sudden there's this relationship that is formed between Sean Coogler and Cliff Kingsbury. And there's a relationship of trust that is forming as well. And because of that, I think it's great because Sean Coogler is going to be able to speak into the coaching life, so to speak, of Cliff Kingsbury. In other words, Cliff, are you looking at me? Punt it. Punt it, right? I mean, just Cliff needs that guy, somebody who is going to hold him accountable. We all need that guy, do we not? Oh, my goodness, I'm talking about Cliff Kingsbury, and all I can do is think of myself, Mason O'Neill's failed and flawed product that I am. All I can think of is the accountability that we all need.
Who would you like on the staff here to be that guy for you?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I don't know if I need anybody on the staff here.
Oh, I see.
Okay. We all need that person who'll be able to speak into our lives and tell us the truth. I think this is exactly what Cliff Kingsbury needs to help him grow as a coach. The accountability in life. I mean, if you're some dude, my brothers, that is walking around in this cloud of autonomy, you're going to struggle. You're going to struggle because there will be times you need a correction, but you can't see it yourself. We all need corrections in life. Somebody who can walk up to us, stare us in the face, and say, what are you doing? You're killing us out there. This is what happened in the locker room. When I played, it was one of the best things about it. The daily accountability of dudes, guys that I love to this day, have love in my heart for, that would come up and tell me the truth about me. And then say, what are you going to do about it?
Maloney, what do you think the truth is about Wolf? Is there anything you
Love it. We all need that person, and I believe Sean Coogler is going to be that person for Cliff Kingsbury, and the Arizona Cardinals are going to be better for it.
How about this phrase I just made up? See if you like it. We all need somebody to lean on.
Okay, what song is that? Who is that? We
Bill
all
Weathers.
Need somebody. Who is it?
Bill Weathers is his name.
Bill Weathers?
Yeah. More
who
of an
is
eye.
Bill Weathers?
More of an eye. Withers.
Man.
A big fan of that song, I admit.
That's
so
a one-hit wonder right there.
Yeah, a little bit. I love what you're saying. I just wonder if Coogler has a chance to have that much of an effect on Cliff Kingsbury. Why hasn't it already happened?
Well, you know, once again, he didn't have the title of run game coordinator, and he didn't have the pay. I believe, listen, in the National Football League, anytime you get a title, guess what? Boop! There goes the pay as well. More pay, more say, as they used to say in a locker room. More pay, more say. Well, guess what? Sean Coogler's got more say, and I think that's probably...
If they add a title to your name, I'm not going to pay attention to you anymore. I mean, if you've already worked with a guy...
Stop it.
Like, for an example, let's say there's this local farmer around town, and suddenly they start giving this farmer pay raises and extra titles.
Yes.
Are you really going to? He's still just farmer, right?
Yes.
Are you really going to listen to him anymore?
Well, of course. You're going to listen to him. Listen, Cougs gets rewarded here. This is one of the reasons why I love this, is because he's getting rewarded. He's getting rewarded in two ways, a promotion and a pay raise, I would imagine. Again, nobody's told me that. Specifically, Shawal Coogs is actually going to make $100,000 more. Nobody's said anything like that to me, Mason O'Neill, but it's the way of the NFL, is it not? You get a title and you get a pay raise. That's how it happens. There's a lot of jobs out there where you get a title and there is no pay raise. I don't think this is one of those situations. And this is going to make the Arizona Cardinals better because Sean Coogler, I don't think it's just going to be about, hey, we need to run the ball more. I think it's also going to be about game management. Punt the ball, Cliff. Punt it. I could be dead wrong on that. We'll see.
If you are right, the Cardinals are a better team.
I'm always. Stop it.
Man, I wish you would have finished that. We needed that cut. If you're right. Bill Barnwell's wrong.
Bill Barnwell is wrong from the very beginning. Because it's a non sequitur.
By the way, Bill Barnwell back on Bickley and Marotta today.
I'm just saying, Bill, honestly, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to make a prediction for 2021 based on a 2020 roster. It is a logical fallacy to do that, logically.
Coming up next, Ron Wolfley makes his picks for the 2021 playoffs.
Stop it.
Or Chris Paul.
It's very important.
What is very important? Because you guys need to start winning. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Alex Okafor, Kansas City Chiefs, 15 minutes. Bruce Arians, about 45 minutes away.
Yeah, we think, basically.
Hope it. But pretty cool to be here in Phoenix and get both sides of the coin of Super Bowl 55, Chiefs and Buccaneers. Good morning. It's Doug and Wolf live in the Octane Community Studios this morning. And if you didn't hear it, it kind of got me excited once again for what we've seen from DeAndre Ayton. There was a little bit of a blip where it wasn't quite as good, of course, but it was still better than it has been with the games against the Denver Nuggets. And we see it continually go upward. And Chris Paul was asked about the conversations between him and DeAndre Ayton, between Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton, and what that accountability means. And Chris Paul not only went to how important accountability is, but listen to the praise he gave D.A.
It's very important, not only on this team, but I think every team. The way D.A. responded is unbelievable. I mean, seriously, the stuff that I've been seeing him from the last few games, you knew he had it inside of him. And I think we just got to keep growing, all of us together, and I think we'll be fine.
Listening to CP3 right there, do you think he was sincere when he said that? Do you think he was sincere when he complimented DeAndre Ayton?
Absolutely.
I think you can hear it in his voice when he says, man, it was seriously unbelievable the way he responded to this. And yet you can hear the Phoenix Suns, and I say hear purposely. You can hear the noise being turned up by the Phoenix Suns on DeAndre Ayton. We have seen that over the last 7 to 10 days in particular. The noise being turned up on DeAndre Ayton, after he was starting to fade a little bit in the last three games before the COVID break. Remember that. The last three games, it was more declivitous, the descent of DeAndre Ayton and his path that he was on. It was more down than up, and I think Chris Paul knew that. And it's one of the reasons why Monty Williams, Chris Paul, and his teammates started to ratchet it up. The audio version of the DeAndre Ayton conversation.
We talked to DA back in December, and he was asked specifically on the Doug and Wolf show about Chris Paul and what's he done for you.
Well, honestly, it was just one word that Chris Paul really told me that I really locked on that really changed my whole game, and it's angles. He said, angles is going to help you. And I'm like, I was so confused on what he meant by angles, but it's about how I set these screens to get open and how much of a presence of a role I bring towards the rim, how much pressure I bring on that rim when I roll to the basket, how many shots is open, how can I change the momentum of a game just by one big dunk down the lane, you know, just by getting that one great screen angle. And, you know, he's the king. He's the pick-and-roll maestro. So just knowing that and then putting that into the game, I'm like, wow. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy how just one.
What is a word you would use for B.A.? What is the one word?
I mean, D.A.?
Yeah. Did I say B.A.?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Bruce Arians on the break.
You can see how easy that would
absolutely.
Be, my brothers.
Absolutely.
Okay. For me, it's contact. Contact. Take contact. Contact all over the place. Defensively, contact. Okay,
you're
I'm
still
not talking
right.
about foul. I'm not talking going out and hacking somebody willy-nilly. But if you got one to give, go ahead and have at it by all means.
But it's also contact in reverse, too. When DA is doing his cute little layups, especially after offensive rebounds, you can't finish through contact. A layup gets interfered by contact. when he's dunking the basketball with violence, you still get the same contact, but he can finish. And the difference is 2 points and one versus a decent free throw shooter going to the line for two shots. And usually 3 points are better than 1 point.
Yes.
And that's DA, and that's where contact in reverse is vitally important. So I like that he talked about angles. That's deep level stuff. But to me, it was more important in the middle of that comment when he said, Chris Paul telling me that attacking the rim and the momentum it can change in a game. And he's saying it beautifully. And yet, don't forget that interview that he had on the Doug and Wolf show. That conversation was December 18th.
Yeah.
It still took another month for it to actually exemplify itself in person. And then we said, when you mentioned Chris Paul in a film study with you, go deeper on that. What did you really learn in the film study?
Just reading plays, you know, just not being robotical and, you know, just knowing counters and knowing where we are on the floor so we have fluidity. And, you know, nobody in the NBA has really sat down with me as a player to player and really, you know, try to teach me. And, you know, I felt so honored and blessed. Like, you know, I have future Hall of Fame Chris Paul trying to, you know, just teach me some stuff, willing to teach me, reminding me, like, yo, D.A., we got film at 10 a.m. And, you know, I'm on him, too. I really asked him to watch film with me. And, you know, just him reminding me and, you know, just willing to do it, it was crazy. And I was just so locked in. I never felt so locked in other than a pop quiz in college. And, you know, it was just phenomenal. And I embraced it. I loved it. And it was a whole 30-minute film session of just, you know, going over the games, how I played and, you know, things that I should tell him and what he doesn't see and just, you know, just giving different feedback.
My brothers, what is the first thing you think of when you listen to that soundbite of DeAndre Ayton? What is the first thought?
I still can't believe Chris Paul is here.
Okay, Chris Paul is here. That's what Doug Lace thinks right here. What for me, when I listen to that cut right there, this is such a good kid.
Absolutely.
This is a good kid, and he wants to do right. He wants to do well. He wants to please. He just doesn't know what he doesn't know. At this point in time. And the fact that Chris Paul, he's talking about CP3. When was that? December?
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about him sitting down and actually watching film with him, right? And we've heard this before. And it's going to be a process. There's no doubt about it. It's going to be a process for DA. You have to start somewhere. And then you have to ratchet it up and raise the bar. Raise the bar. But the great news is he's getting this affirmation. He's getting this confirmation right now, and he's also getting critiques by his teammates as well. They're letting him know where that bar of expectation is to be set consistently and where he's got to go to get there. This is a process, and it's going to continue to unfold. It's not going to be something he's going to just grasp and then run with himself. The notion, the concept, the process of becoming a great player, it's going on right now, and I'm bullish on it because the kid wants to get it done. I think that gives him a great chance for that light bulb to go on in the shed and for him to get a whole lot better, reach all of that potential, because somebody has the audacity to say that's not good enough. And we're going to raise the bar and you're going to reach for it.
But it also shows who he is when you talk about being such a good kid, is that he needs somebody to show they care for him to listen. That's not really very professional, to be honest, but it's because he's such a nice young man. He's such a nice kid.
Hard coaching just off is not going to work with DA.
Yeah, he just tunes it out. Yeah, exactly. Oh, he just tunes it out. But wow, Chris Paul spending this much time with me, he cares. Now when Chris Paul yells, dunk it, dunk, 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 your little game.
Yes, exactly.
Now he actually listens and does it. Alex Okafor, you're going back to the Super Bowl. Why didn't you take the Cardinals with you? That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. All right, we're working here. Good morning. It's Doug and Wolf here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. 30 minutes away, 30 minutes, the scheduled appearance of potentially Bruce Arians, but give BA a little bit of room because it was basically sold to us or told to us, you know, he wants to join you. He's ready. It'll be sometime in the 9 o'clock hour. So we don't know for sure, but we're thinking 9:15 for BA. We know for sure in 15 minutes, Maximum Football starts.
Max.
With Max Starks. So our first chance to look at the AFC and NFC championship games with Max and look at it through the prism of what do the Arizona Cardinals need to do to reflect any of the four teams that were in the conference championship game. So hopefully the Arizona Cardinals are one of them in the very near future.
That would be very cool. And hopefully we're going to get BA, ladies and gentlemen, fired up, ready to go, and not ready to take a nap. And I'm going to tell them that too, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Where are we going in this beautiful part of the program? Are we tracking Alex Okafor? Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're going to continue tracking
yes.
Alex Okafor.
Hear ye, hear ye. Oye, oye. The king announces a new mock draft.
As we track down Alex, I wanted to be able to tell you about the Mel Kiper mock draft and five quarterbacks in the first 15 picks.
Okay, that's good.
Why does that matter? Because that pushes a different position of need, better position players down to the Arizona Cardinals. So it's almost like even though you're picking 15th, it's more like you're picking, I would say, kind of 10th. Because you're gonna get 11th really. You're gonna get 10 players that you like off the board, and now you pick with five quarterbacks going first. So that's nice. The other thing is that you need to know is they're going corner. He says Caleb Farley, the corner out of Virginia Tech. He also says keep an eye out on wide receivers, however, because of the fact he thinks that underproducing Christian Kirk. And they need another number two alongside DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay, that's good. We like that, Mel. Thank you very much for weighing in, especially on the corner position right now. These names are just names for the most part. I know Doug Leese watches a ton of college football. I do not, based on our names. I do not. I start getting into it about a month before the draft. That's when I start really researching it and looking at these names and talking to certain people that are in the business, certain scouts that are in the business as well. But right now, the idea of drafting a corner, it just seems so right, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, best player available, that's what we've always talked about, no doubt about it. But, man, if there's a corner that is there and it fits your need and you think he's as good as anybody at a tier, you draft him.
I'd love to. So this is a pretty cool day that that we get to have one end of the spectrum Chiefs-wise and one end of the spectrum Bucks-wise, and now it's Chiefs time, and Alex Okafor has just called in to the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Oak, this is awesome of you. I would assume you're a little busy right now with this big Super Bowl going on. Thanks for calling back in like old times. How you doing?
Yes, sir, and that's exactly what it is. Whenever y'all reached out, man, I had to get back on, man, just like old times.
Oh, that is awesome, dude. Thank you so much, buddy. I appreciate it. How you doing, man? How's the family, Alex?
Man, I am great, man. Blessed beyond belief and, you know, just ready to seal the deal in 2 weeks.
Oh, man, that's exciting. I don't think this is creepy on my part, but as soon as you signed with the Cardinals way back when, gosh, if I'm not mistaken, it was 2013. It's one of those things where you kind of, as a talk show host, you do your research, you look things up. And so I've always remembered this because of the fact that I remembered when you signed, but you and I have the same birthday. So it's not creepy that I know that when your birthday is because we have the same one. So I have to ask, how's the back? How's the knees? Because 30 is a big one here. Are you okay? Are you still feeling like a young dude?
Man, I feel good. Like you said, I feel like 30 is like that milestone in the league, man. It's like that unforsaken milestone where, you know, you start looking at the guy. He's getting a little old once he turns 30. But, no, man, the Lord has blessed me. My body feels great at this point in the season. And, you know, like I keep saying, man, I'm ready to go out here and finish the deal.
Oak, how's that Super Bowl ring look? I mean, how's that look? Do you wear it, Oak?
Man, listen, right when we received our ring, I put it somewhere safe. And, you know, I'm never telling anybody where it's at. That thing is so big and nice, I'm almost scared to leave the house with that thing.
I'll never forget this line. When the New York Giants won, Michael Strahan said he wanted a 10-table ring. And somebody said, what does that mean? And it means, when I go on the banquet circuit, I want people 10 tables away to be able to see it. So how many tables is your ring? Do you think you did better than a 10-table ring?
Listen, I can't see Strahan's ring, but from the looks of our ring, it's about 10 tables.
All right. Well, that's good, man. All right, Alex, let's talk a little bit of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right now. What do you know? I know you haven't probably gotten into it heavy yet, but what do you know about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and their offense right now?
Man, one of the most explosive offenses in the league. I think what's going to be important for us is, I know we beat them earlier in the season, but we got to remember this is a completely different ball club, and you know, we can't take that for granted.
This is former Cardinals defensive end, defensive lineman. He just does everything. Alex Okafor joining Doug and Wolf, and he's got a Chiefs-Bucks game coming up in a week and a half. You know, we would be glad to give you any moment to put something on the bulletin board if you want to have a Chase Young moment. So how bad do you want Tom Brady? Come on.
Listen, I've been in the league 8 years. I know better.
You're speaking median, Alex.
But it is a sack of the goat. I mean, come on. I mean, I know you want to sack everybody, but you have to know when you sack an Aaron Rodgers, when you sack a Tom Brady, when you sack a Drew Brees, there's got to be a little extra there when you sack some rookie.
No, absolutely, man. You always want to play against the best. You always want to compete against the best. And this is a situation in that case, man. I want to go out there and play as well as I can against the Bucks, not just Tom Brady. But, I mean, you have to know better. He's the best player ever, and he sure doesn't need any more bulletin board material.
Okay, give me your honest take. Of course, you're always going to give me your honest take, but give me your take on Andy Reid.
Oh, man. One of the most genuine guys in this profession. And, you know, you could just feel that. I don't think anybody could ever say a bad word about Big Red, man. Mm. And, you know, you just have to appreciate that as a player.
Tell me about your time with the Arizona Cardinals and now how far you've come to be a Super Bowl champion, the thrill to try to, as they say in Kansas City, run it back, and desperately for us, how bad we miss you being able to get us to a Super Bowl.
No doubt, man. I'm just grateful for my times in Arizona. BA specifically gave me my first opportunity this league, and I'm forever grateful for that. But just from my times in Arizona, I know how difficult it is to get to this stage. We had some real big years out there in Arizona, but we never got to the big one. And it just goes to show how difficult it is in this league to get there. And for me to be here for the second time, I'm just grateful. And, you know, I'm going to take advantage of this opportunity and make sure that I do everything in my power to make sure we come out with a win.
What's it like for you then? You mentioned BA. I'm going to go a little deeper into your time here in Arizona. I can't imagine what the name Todd Bowles means to you, and yet you're trying to get in his way of getting a ring. I mean, tell me who Todd Bowles is to you, and you're thrilled for him to be here, and you're thrilled to beat him.
Well, what Todd Bowles means to me, man, is I had my highest sack total in this league under him, and you know, he has a knack for, you know, getting to the QB. He has a knack for that as a coordinator. And, you know, we just got to match that same intensity defensively for our ball club as well.
And speaking of that right there, Alex, you just opened the door for me. Describe the Kansas City Chiefs defense as you see it.
The defense, in my eyes, for KC is a defense that when it matters most, we know how to get stops. And I think we've shown that over the past 2 years under Spags that, you know, we might not play our best ball early in the game, but, you know, when it's time for us to belly up, we get stops and important stops.
Talking to Alex Okafor here on the Doug and Wolf Show, always cool to join us to talk about just about anything. And yet, Alex, you know deep down inside, I'm still a little bit of media, so I have to ask, Are you going to accept a Christmas card from Josh Allen?
You know what, man? We ended up winning the game, so there's no hard feelings on
that. That was...
I've never heard of a list that long of personal fouls, though, Alex. So congratulations on being on the long list.
Alex, I have to tell you, man, honestly, I have to tell you, as a fat and 58-year-old guy that used to play in the National Football League, right, looking at those last 3 minutes and how chippy it was getting out in the field, mm-hmm. and those last 3 minutes, man, it made me miss the game more than anything else. That was so cool.
Well, look, Wolfie, they say in football, man, if you can't win the game, win the fight. And, that's what it kind of came down to towards the end of the game.
You're right, my brother. I absolutely love that.
So, dude. Alex, do you feel like you did both then?
Listen, I definitely didn't win the fight.
That's all right, brother.
Well, you got to have one or the other, so congratulations on that. When you won last year's Super Bowl, who did you think of first?
Oh, man. Honestly, man, I was so I didn't get to play in the Super Bowl last year just because I was hurt with injury.
I remember, but you still won it. You still have a ring.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that's why this year is so special to me. But one of the cool things about it was I was able to sit in the stands and, you know, watch the game with my parents. And you can never get those experiences back,
that's
man.
Cool.
They're always in this. Yeah, it was absolutely a blessing being able to enjoy that game with my parents and, you know, just celebrating with them after the game. I can never get that back, and I don't take that for granted.
You know, it's amazing, Oak. I've got to ask you this question quickly, even though we're late right now. But I look at Andy Reid and I look at Bruce Arians, and I see two opposite mm-hmm. ends of the spectrum right now. Is there anything mm-hmm. common in between those two men? Any commonalities that you see between Andy Reid and Bruce Arians and their coaching mm-hmm. styles?
Ooh, man. One similarity I would point out is I think they're both aggressive play callers, man. They're not sitting back. They're not, you know, they're not going to wait on anything. They're going to go get what they need offensively. And, you know, you just got to respect that out of both play callers.
Do you think you have any advantage spending a couple years under BA and now facing him in a Super Bowl?
Not necessarily. Just like I said earlier in the interview, the team we played earlier in the season isn't the, you know, the team we're going to play mm-hmm. in the Super Bowl. With BA, the guy I knew however many years ago, he's not the same coach as he is now. So, mm-hmm. I mean, in this league, things are steady shifting, and you just got to take what they've shown on film the past couple weeks and roll with it.
Oh, BA's coming on in the next hour. Is there anything you want us to tell him from you?
If anything, man, I just want y'all to say thank you for, you know, giving me my first opportunity in this league. And, you know, I'm still going strong, baby.
Okay, right on, awesome. Oak, man.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you, brother.
And I lived in Kansas City for 3 years. I know what that team means to those people. And I can tell you that mm-hmm. that fan base can't thank you enough. Congratulations and good luck finishing the game, being on the field when you earn another one. Mm-hmm.
No doubt. Thank you, fellas. This brings up good memories, man. I'm grateful to be on the show, fellas.
God bless, Oak.
That's cool. There's Alex Okafor joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Your family owned and operated dealership and the place to go for a new or certified pre-owned Nissan is Coulter Nissan. Go to CoulterNissan.com, west of the hassle. Coming up next, a man who knows what it's like to stand on the field when he just won a Super Bowl twice. We're talking to Max Starks next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.